Welcome to your Sunday Reader, a joint podcast between St. Mary Parish and WorkingToBeatHell.org. Today, we will be discussing the readings for the second week of Advent, 2006.
A reading from the book of the prophet Baruch. Jerusalem, take off your robe of mourning and misery. Put on the splendor of glory from God forever. Wrapped in the cloak of justice from God, bear on your head the mitre that displays the glory of the eternal name. For God will show all the earth your splendor. You will be named by God forever the peace of justice, the glory of God's worship. Up, Jerusalem, stand upon the heights. Look to the east and see your children, gathered from the east and the west, at the word of the Holy One, rejoicing that they are remembered by God. Led away on foot by their enemies, they left you. But God will bring them back to you, borne aloft in glory, as on royal thrones. For God has commanded that every lofty mountain be made low, and that the age-old depths and gorges be filled to level ground, that Israel may advance secure in the glory of God. The forest and every fragrant kind of tree have overshadowed Israel at God's command. For God is leading Israel in joy by the light of his glory, with his mercy and justice for company. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy.
The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy.
When the Lord brought back the captives from Zion, we were like men dreaming. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with rejoicing.
The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy.
Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad indeed.
The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy.
Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the torrents in the southern desert. Those who sow in tears shall reap rejoicing.
The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy.
Although they go forth weeping, carrying the seed to be sown, they shall come back rejoicing, carrying their sheaves.
The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, I pray always with joy in my every prayer for all of you, because of your partnership for the gospel, from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work in you will continue to complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. God is my witness, how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may increase ever more and more in knowledge and every kind of perception, to discern what is of value, so that you may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ for the glory and praise of God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was the governor of Judea, and Herod was the tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, the tetrarch of the region Iturea and Trachonitis, And Licinius was the tetrarch of Abilene. During the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the desert. John went throughout the whole region of the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah. A voice of one crying out in the desert, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding roads shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay, so we're in studio here in the Yellow House with Nora, Dawn, Anthony, and I'm Brian. And we're going to discuss these readings and try to break them open a little bit. Did anything in the readings strike anybody today?
Well, I was just sitting here looking at the gospel, and it says, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths in it." Paths. And I was trying to think about how I would prepare for the Lord coming in to make straight the paths, and what would that mean in my everyday life? And I don't know that I have an answer, but what do you guys think?
I think you're right. I think John, especially in the gospel, in John, throughout the whole gospel of John, you hear him talking about prepare the way of the Lord. And that was kind of John's mission beforehand, was this call to repentance. I think it's a sense for all of us, Advent's a great time for these readings because it's a time when we are called to look upon our lives, but also to prepare for the coming of the Lord. What I like to think about is the image of a couple that's expecting a baby, perhaps. And that preparation isn't just a contemplative preparation. That's part of it. The couple usually spends time together thinking about this new baby that's coming into their life, thinking about this wonderful blessing. But it's also an active participation or anticipation, as they need to go and prepare the room, buy the crib, paint the room, make the adjustments to the house, all sorts of things like that. I think that's what we have to do. I think for each person, it's an individual thing, but if we know God wants to come into our lives, what is the preparation we need to do in order to allow God to come into our lives? For some of us, it might mean that we need to stop and spend a little more time noticing God in the world around us. I know for me, that's one thing. I was flying back today from Houston, and I was in the Atlanta airport, and I was walking through the Atlanta airport, and it just hit me, this powerful moment, because it hit me that all these people in this airport, I should be able to see the face of God in them. And you're walking through this airport and seeing a huge diversity of people, a huge range from race to social economic status, from whether they're traveling for business or pleasure. And just seeing that, you're saying, this is what God is. God is, look around you, and that's where God is. And do I notice God in this world around me? And if I do, what do I need to do to change myself as a response to that?
I think that's a lot of the things that people struggle with, because that I know in a lot of beliefs, and I've talked to a lot of people about different beliefs that from my own, that Jesus was supposed to come down as the knight, the holy, the white robe, and float down from heaven and come down preaching God's word. And that you said, you need to look through everything. Jesus didn't come down like that. He came down as the carpenter, as the people don't see that. That's preparing. Preparing is you look for Jesus everywhere, and that he's not going to come down. You might not see him right away. You have to look and prepare.
And so it's not that God isn't already here. We already know that God is part of our lives, but maybe it's removing the clutter in our lives that makes straight his path. So we're always so busy doing this and that, but if we take the time to focus on what's around us and not on doing but being, God can come in. God is already present in our life, but we can receive his holiness and his generosity more freely. We can
live in his love more freely.
I also liked the image of the mountains and the valleys and making the path straight. And I think about that in terms of salvation. I always like to go back to salvation with everything. And I can already see people laughing as I say this. But I do, because I think what this is an image of what happens. Our salvation was at a point where it was impossible for us to achieve. It was impossible for us to climb these mountains and then go down into these valleys and climb this rocky terrain in this windy path. But once Christ comes, and once you accept Christ into your life, salvation is possible. And not only is it possible, but the path is made smooth for us. So it's something that's realistic. It's something we can achieve and we need to strive for. So there's that sense of, you know, the conversion and the prepare ourselves for the Lord, but also the salvific in this reading is where we see that as we prepare to receive the Lord is going to make the path for us to receive him smooth so that we can find him. And that's what we need to do. As one of my professors at the seminary that I always love to quote, he always says, you know, when the Lord comes, just be on that path. You know, don't be down in the ditch with the devil. Be on the path when the Lord comes. And I think that's what Jesus is saying. I'm going to make this path smooth for you. Just be on that path. Okay. Why isn't Nora talking? Or?
Well, Nora, you can answer too. But it says that John went around baptizing, and we know that John baptized Jesus. How is that baptism different than right now when we baptize?
Well, there's a difference because, as John even says later in the Gospel, I baptize with water, but there will be one who comes who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. And for us who are Christians and for us Catholics, we believe the baptism that we receive now is the baptism in Christ. And we are baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And through that baptism, we become incorporated into that body of Christ. Whereas John's baptism was really more of a symbolic baptism, and a call to repentance was the main part of John's baptism, is this repent and prepare yourself to receive the Lord. Whereas now, it's you have been received into the body of the Lord, into the church community. So there's a little bit of a difference there. And I think that is important. That was a good question.
Well, that's almost, you know, like you look at it where preparation, different ways to prepare, where there's as John, he in his life he baptized, he was the one who offered, you know, in Christ, you know, baptism of Christ, and that we all have our the things that God has given us, Jesus has given us to respect the world, to put ourselves further in Christ, and to put ourselves. It's not always going to be, you know, something as big as baptism, or something as, you know, big. Some of the little things that you were given, the gifts that you have that offer to others that are helpful, that to bring all of us closer.
Another insight that I remember from my Gospel of John class is that this particular reading, this is Gospel of Luke that we are reading, but it is from my Gospel of John class that I do remember this. We didn't read the wrong Gospel. We read the right Gospel. But this whole line about the voice of one crying aloud in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord. The way it's worded in the actual original text, in both the Isaiah passage and in the Gospels, it's a little ambiguous. And it could be that a voice crying, quote, in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord. Or it could be a voice crying in the desert, quote, prepare the way of the Lord. But I think that that's important because playing with that, we can say it is in the desert where we first need to go to encounter the Lord, where we kind of remove ourselves and are able to take this objective look without all the distractions around us at our own lives. And then through that, put us back into the world and say, now that I've seen God and how he touched me in my own interior, can I bring that out into the world and see how God is touching everything outside? And on that note, we'll end our podcast. We hope you join us next week. when we discuss the readings for the third week of Advent, and we'll be using the same format. Thank you very much. God bless.